This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. In mid-April, the local Cache Theater Company conspired to steal a bit of the thunder of the 2019 summer theater season with its production of the jukebox musical Mamma Mia. The Lyric Repertory Company is slated to debut the same show in June, but CTC beat them to the punch. One can hardly blame the community thespians for poaching the musical featuring the hits of the 1970s pop group ABBA. The rights to the show had recently been released for amateur productions. A sequel to the 2008 movie version of the musical is now playing heavily on cable television, and the CTC had the perfect staging venue at the Ellen Eccles Theater, plus the promise of an enthusiastic cast waiting in the wings. Director Lindsay Kellstrom not only recognized those circumstances, but also skillfully capitalized on them to deliver a crowd-pleasing, high-energy show. The cast of Mamma Mia was led by three powerhouse females. They were Sabrina Woodland as Donna, a pop singer turned single mother with a secret to protect, Danielle Cassidy as Sophia, a bride-to-be determined to unravel the mystery of her parenthood, and Sandy Gillum as Tanya, a wealthy divorcee considering a new romance as a cougar. The trio are gifted actresses, talented singers, and were engaging enough in their roles to make the audience care about the musical's far-fetched plot. Despite all the estrogen dominating the atmosphere of Mamma Mia, the show's male leads, Chris Metz, John Brailsford, and Ryan Lenhart, were equally entertaining. That was especially true when Lenhart and Miss Woodland teamed up for a dramatic duet of the ABBA hit SOS that was one of the show's highlights. Naturally, ABBA's blend of Europop and disco music lent itself most easily to the production numbers in Mamma Mia, and the show's huge ensemble chorus tackled those song and dance scenes with free-spirited gusto. In fact, the only valid criticism of this excellent production might be that both cast and ensemble members occasionally looked painfully self-conscious while performing some of the show's less-than-inspired choreography. With the quality bar for this show now set quite high with local audiences, it will be interesting to see what the Lyric Repertory Company will do with Mamma Mia when the ball is in their court. Outside Cache Valley, there will be plenty to keep live theater buffs entertained throughout this summer. If you're quick, you may still be able to get tickets for the rock and roll musical Grease being performed by the Pioneer Theater on the University of Utah campus. But hurry, that show closes Saturday. Also in the Salt Lake area, the Hale Center Theater is rehearsing Freaky Friday, a musical version of the Disney Switched Bodies comedy. In Ogden, the Terrace Plaza Theater is getting ready to stage Music Man. Both of those shows open in mid-June. Way down south, The Little Mermaid will premiere this weekend and run through October at the Tuacon Amphitheater. And who can forget the granddaddy of Utah theater programs, the Utah Shakespeare Festival in Cedar City. Their season opens in late June and includes the feel-good musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the award-winning drama The Price by Arthur Miller, and three of the Bard's classics, Hamlet, Macbeth, and the comedy Twelfth Night. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.